Hello, my name is Alec. I'm 38 years old, and I live in sunny Orlando, Florida. I first reached out to Paul because I wasn't happy. At the time, I was in a dead-end relationship with my bisexual best friend, Robert. At work, Robert took an interest in me, and we got to spend a lot of time together and became close. We'd always spend our days off together. At one point, I came to realize that I was deeply in love with him, and though he liked me, the feelings were not completely reciprocated. Robert was my hero, an attractive and sweet guy, and we created many happy memories together. Even so, he was, at the same time, the cause of the greatest frustration and confusion in my life. He was so close to me, and yet so far. We could be in each other's arms, but he would be thinking about his fiancée. Whenever he became inaccessible, which happened a lot, that became a real problem for me. At one point, I actually became depressed. 9 out of 10 times, if I was in tears, Robert had something to do with it. My relationship with Robert was destructive, and I didn't even know it. There were 3 important life lessons that I was able to learn through Paul. First, I needed to stop sacrificing myself for the needs of others because my needs are important too. I needed to take care of my needs first. Second, though Robert was my hero for a time, I needed to become my own hero. Instead of depending on others, I needed to be my own source of inspiration. Third, I had many needs of affection, of being wanted, loved, accepted, and touched. When he was available, Robert was good in meeting many of those needs. When he was not available, however, it was emotionally devastating. Paul taught me that I needed to surround myself with a network of authentic relationships, of friends, family, and people who love me, support me, and accept me for who I am, rather than waiting on one perfect person to meet all of my needs. Since implementing these 3 lessons, there have been some dramatic changes. First, Robert lost his job, and as painful as that was for the both of us, it did provide a necessary separation between us. Second, I decided to place my needs first, before Robert's needs, and I came to the realization that for Robert, I was not much more than a convenience, someone he could temporarily find escape with, but not really become emotionally invested in. And so our communication has ended, and we've gone our separate ways. Third, removing Robert from my life created an opening for something new and wonderful to come in. Recently, I met a guy online named Mike. We have a lot of things in common, including sci-fi and theme parks, and we're both in marketing. And we've been dating now for almost a month. I find that I'm thinking differently now, especially after Paul introduced me to Ayn Rand and the School of Objectivism. I appreciate that it's okay, and actually the right thing to do when you place importance on your own needs first, rather than sacrificing yourself for others. In the next 6 months, I expect to see a number of big and wonderful changes. I'll be finishing school and getting my MBA with high honors, and with my new credentials, I'll be submitting job applications and transitioning to a more rewarding job. In the coming months, I will continue working with Paul on my coming out process, and I'm curious to see where my relationship with Mike will go.